This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home.
Put your hat on your heart.
Hey, everybody.
Not everyone can hit those highs, those Mariah Carey highs. You know what I'm saying?
Mariah Carey.
Flava Flav
can. Have you heard his national anthem?
No. Is it good?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody.
I was going
to
say that the key to hitting those high notes is to do that hand thing.
You got to do the hand thing.
You got to do the hand thing.
And to stay on beat, you got to tap the wireless microphone with your two middle fingers like Christina Aguilera.
She does that?
Or Christina Aguilera. Yeah. She does. She goes, But the thing is, she's not on beat when she does it. It's always pissed me off. Ever since I was a kid, she just like, it's like she's just twitching those two fingers like she's trying to find the beat. And she does. She sings on beat.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that's about.
I never noticed.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy. Just Justy Boy today.
I like it.
I'm just going regular.
Hard reboot.
Sometimes you just got to go regular. Sometimes
just a soft reset.
Sometimes you got to go regular. Sometimes.
Sometimes you got to be regular.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
So
here. Play the play.
We're so gay. And the rockets' red glare, the bomb bursts, stinging air, gave proof to
he should have the timing down at least. He's a rapper.
That a flag.
Oh my God, and all these people have to act like it's not funny.
Oh, say does that star spangle banner yet wave? Or the land.
He's cooking.
He did it.
And the home of the brave, of the brave, of the brave.
Flava Flav.
I think that man's a toddler in a grown-ass man's body.
Flava Flav?
Yeah. Not necessarily in a bad way. He just doesn't seem like he's all there, like he's fully grown.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's grown.
But, I mean, all due respect, of course,
to
Flav.
I think he's a...
He's
just a regular guy like you and me, you know?
Yeah.
He's a regular guy. He likes to ride his motorcycle. He likes to barbecue wings.
Big.
He likes to eat food.
Yeah, he does.
He likes to drink beer. Okay.
Just what?
Yeah.
Good Lord. What are the chances?
He's just like you and me.
Listen, folks, we got some shit to cover. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, this is very quick. Just some, it's a little dirty work, real quick. I just need.
I want to do your dirty work.
No more.
Do the Flavor Flav cut. I'd like to hear you do the goddamn.
You just did. That was it. And I nailed it.
Star Spangled.
Oh, yeah. God bless them. God bless America's.
I'd crush it if I did it. They'd.
I got to record.
They don't deserve me on the Super Bowl.
I got to record your hay, your best hay. Your best one. Basically, the one that I got that I have to like insert in the songs. There it is. That's it. The one I had was just a little outdated. So, and it has evolved a bit. It's a different sound now.
It is?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. I'll pull it up. Hold up. Yeah. Po dunk. Where is it?
It's a little more musical now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think it's a little throatier.
It's sexier, definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
I know that.
It is exquisite. So extravagant. Oh, that's not it.
I'll call it like it is.
Oh, hey, that's not it.
It's me, Don Shabio.
Ha.
Hey, it's me, Don Shabio.
I do not do.
What?
Oh! I have a day off.
Hey. There it is.
Hey.
It's evolved. It's gotten softer and sweeter.
Yeah.
So.
Do.
I do have one real quick thing to play too. Just a real quick little thing.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Yeah.
So now that that's out of the way, we can move on. I gotta give Rockya a call. I'm friends over at Rockya.
Oh yeah, you got the number?
Yeah. So this is some bullshit. We talked about Rockya.
Yeah.
A month or two ago.
Yeah, I met the guy on Red Dead.
Get us some rando on Red Dead.
He told me about his band.
His cover band.
They rock.
And they're called Rockya. And we thought that was funny. So we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I ordered a t-shirt from their website.
Yeah.
Cost me $25 to get it shipped and everything. I was going to give it to you for Christmas.
Yeah.
But then.
That's funny because I got a Rockya mug for you.
Did you?
No. But I can.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Okay.
So these guys, I sent my hard-earned money to them.
Yeah.
They haven't even acknowledged it. I figured it was one of those things where you know, it goes through an external company. They don't even know about it. And then they get a PayPal for $1.50 or something from the company. I thought it was one of those things.
Yeah. I have an idea here.
What?
I think I added that guy as a friend. So I can message him.
Okay, well, let's try calling him.
All right. Which one is it?
I don't know. It's their contact number on their website.
Oh, you haven't tried it before?
Nope.
Give it a shot.
I'm not even disguising my number. I don't care.
Fuck it.
This is Russ. Please leave your name and number when you hear the tone. Thank you.
Well, that's bullshit. Russ.
You are a dildo, Russ.
Yeah, send that fool a message. I got a bone to pick.
I'm trying to remember what his name was.
His picture was him in a Rockya t-shirt that, you know, rightfully belongs to me.
No, it wasn't.
That t-shirt belongs to me.
Not in the game, anyway.
Okay, the one I saw, which was on the website. Rockyaband.com, I think.
I'll consult with Warren, but I believe his name was Cletus Colt.
That sounds right.
Says he was online a month ago, so that tracks.
That was the last time he was online?
Yeah, hopefully, on PlayStation.
Hopefully he gets a notification.
I'll consult with Warren. I want to make sure that's the right guy before I message him. But I'll send him something.
Okay.
Say, hey, I bought a fucking Rockya shirt. Why don't you send it out, bitch?
Bitch.
I thought it was like a print-to-order thing.
That's what I was saying. I figured that's what it was, but... Whatever the case may be, that's their name on it, you know?
Yeah.
They're representing the company.
Yeah.
So I need to hold them accountable.
It's probably the first shirt they ever sold. They probably don't know what the fuck to do.
First and last.
Hey, they'll get it. You'll get it when you get it.
They better give it, and they better be good.
You might be covered in hog shit and anthrax, but at least you'll get it, mister.
At least then you know it was made in the good old U.S. of A.
That's right.
Yeah!
Birthplace of anthrax.
Speaking of Flava Flav.
Oh, yeah. Because of Public Enemy and Anthrax. Did that song together. Mm-hmm. You remember?
Yep. I have a request from you.
Yeah.
For you, of you.
Yeah.
You know that internet meme, the all your bass are belong to us thing?
No.
You never heard that?
No.
It was big on the internet a long time ago. Like, fucking...
All your what belongs to us?
E-bombs world and shit. Bass.
I've probably seen it if it was E-Bombs World.
Yeah.
I loved E-Bombs World.
Yeah. Well, this was a bad translation of I think it was a Sega. Yeah, a Sega Mega Drive game called Zero Wing.
Yeah.
And it came from that. And this was just totally out of nowhere. It was brought up in like a book or something. And I heard it in your voice.
Yeah.
For some reason. And I just wanted to see if you'd... if you'd read it.
Yeah.
I'll just send it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is word for word how the game was translated into English.
Shit. Bitch. Bitch. Shit. Shit.
Okay. So this is a conversation between... three characters, but just read it. You can just read them all. It don't matter.
Okay.
And you'll know the right voice, too, I think.
Do I have to read, like Captain Mechanic, all that shit?
Yeah, you don't have to read that. It's just a back and forth between, like, over over a radio and a spaceship or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
What happened?
What?
What happened?
What?
Somebody set up us the bomb.
Uh-huh.
We get signal. What?
What?
Main screen turn on. It's you.
Me?
How about you, gentlemen? All your base are belong to us. You are on the way to destruction. What you say?
What you say?
You have no chance to survive. Me? Make your time. Captain, take off every zig.
Zig.
You know what you're doing. Move zig for great justice.
There it is.
So.
All your base are belong to us.
All your base are belong to me.
Me.
Oh.
Hey.
May I come over and... wax your base.
Sure. Okay, let's give this a try. I don't know if this is going to be any good.
I got a new band. It's called Bass Waxers Summer.
Yeah? DC Hardcore?
No.
Oh.
No, it's Emo Core.
Emo Core.
Yeah. It's Hardline.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like blackened Emo Core sludge horror.
Yeah.
Core.
Yeah, duck band.
Yeah.
You know, it's post Omega Flex.
Right.
I believe. So, this is a segment that was suggested by Dave.
Yeah.
Dave wanted us to do a segment that he used to do with Colby.
Yeah.
Called Far Right Politician or Aging Punk.
Okay.
And I have a bunch of quotes.
Yeah.
So I started doing it and it was way too hard. So I changed it from far right politician to just politician or punk.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, famous punk people, did they say it? Or famous politician, did they say it?
Yeah.
So there's a modified version of that game to make it easier for me to find shit. But what's the best way to play it, do you think? Because like I've got quotes, I've got the real person that said it, and I've got... You know, got a
what? Yeah.
So which way should we do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you get the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music running wild? There we go.
Smell me. Okay. So should I just read the quote and then should I give you two options or should I give you, say, politician or punk, or should I say, have you guessed who said it? Or like, how do you...
Let's do it. Let's mix it up. We'll find the best way.
Okay.
I think politician or punk would be easier. And then...
And then I tell you who it was?
Or I can guess. Extra points if I guess.
Oh, okay. That might work. Okay.
Probably won't. I don't know a lot of politicians.
We'll see what happens.
Okay. Would I know these politicians?
Yes.
Like Senator Gary Sinise?
Yeah. Yeah. Like him. Okay.
Oh, Senator.
First quote. I have one major problem with the internet. It's full of liars. There doesn't seem to be any way to answer to people lying about you.
That's a punk.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It sounded to me in text like something Donald Trump would say because of lies. Because everything's a lie.
It was too coherent to be that guy.
That's true. But it was too coherent to be who it actually is. Can you guess?
Give me a hint. I like to phone a friend.
He's British.
Johnny Rotten.
Yes.
I was actually going to guess that.
John Linden, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten from South Pistols, isn't he? He's a piece of fucking garbage. I hate that guy. He's such a trash pig.
Yeah.
He said, like, I have one major problem with the internet. It's full of liars.
Yeah. They get a safety pin of his shirt together.
Yeah. He's a prick. You ready for number two?
Yeah.
Okay, this one I'm going to try just giving you the two names and see if you can guess.
Okay.
I went to yoga for 6 months straight, but that was about 5 years ago. I've been trying to get back. I probably could have seen the president 5 times. It'd be easier than it has been to get back to yoga. Was it Mike Ness or Hillary Clinton?
Mike Ness.
It was. It was. Didn't expect him to be a yoga guy, but...
I did.
Yeah.
Probably DDP.
DDP?
Probably does DDP yoga.
Maybe.
I don't like social distortion at all.
I know. You said they're train track music.
I think it's terrible.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know.
I hate his voice. It's boring. It puts me to sleep.
I like him. So...
You're wrong.
So...
Anyway, I'm killing it right now. I'm 2 for 2.
Yeah, no, these are going to be easy. I couldn't make it a good game. That was my issue with it.
I'm just too smart.
I think. The way that it was done originally, that Dave did it, was good for one question, just like one thing that they did.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it'd be hard to keep it up. But
didn't they do one with Danzig, too?
Yeah, it was Danzig or Donald Trump. Yeah.
I'd kill it.
Oh, yeah. I know. Okay. You always know the mark of a coward. A coward hides behind freedom. A brave person stands in front of freedom and defends it for others.
Hide behind?
Did I say that?
Yeah.
A coward hides behind freedom.
Yeah, it threw me. You started over, that threw me off.
You always know the mark of a coward. A coward hides behind freedom. A brave person stands in front of freedom and defends it for others.
As a politician.
No, it was not.
Is it Henry Rollins?
Henry Rollins.
Do I still get points for that?
You get a half a point.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you got the person right, but the initial
That's even harder.
Wrong. I don't make the rules.
All right. As long as I'm still on the board for it.
Next one. A weak currency. I'll give you the people for this one.
Okay.
Because it'll be... Well, I don't know. We'll see. A weak currency is the sign of a weak economy. And a weak economy leads to a weak nation. Was it A, Ross Perot, B, JJ Janiak from Discharge.
Fuck. Discharge.
No,
it was Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, but that was a hard one.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
I did think it was Ross Perot. I should have gone with my gut. I just hoped so much that it would not be, you know?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Here's the next one. This era in human existence where so much information is out there, it's easy for someone like Donald Trump to use that to make his claim that information is fake news. And there are people who think, I guess, we should believe the president when he says it's fake news. Gargoyles, Medicare. Was it punk or politician? Was it Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Or?
Greg Graffin.
Who's that?
From Bad Religion.
Oh, man. Well, you read it in Bernie's voice. Is that to throw me off?
Maybe.
You trying to throw me off?
Who knows?
Yeah. We'll go with Bad Religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was...
Felt like a trick, you know? Felt like a dirty trick.
Yeah, it was.
Which I don't appreciate.
But it does sound... It sounds good. Don Trump, you know? It sounded to me like something that I could hear it in Bernie Sanders' voice. Next one. Quote, I wish the Libertarian Party would get more play in the media, but they don't.
Yeah. Punk.
Yes, but bonus if you can say who.
John Joseph from the Cro-Mags.
No.
Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
That's really impossible without giving it away.
Give me a hint. Just tell me.
Glenn Danzig.
Oh, okay.
That was Danzig. Not Ron Paul. Next one.
I get it. We need a third party. He's a reasonable man.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, quote, yeah.
I was in the Ted Nugent. I was a Nugent guy.
It's Ted Cruz.
No.
Is it a politician, though?
No.
It's not?
No.
It's a Nugent guy? What's it, fucking Mark Maron?
I was in the Ted Nugent. I was a Nugent guy.
This is like Mark Maron. Something he'd say.
He's not a punk.
He probably said that.
He's not a punk.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
He is now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He spends $25,000 on a fucking Macintosh amplifier. He's not punk.
Yeah, he's punk.
No.
He's in his garage.
He's garage rock at best. It was Ian McKay said that.
McKay.
Ian McKay said that.
What was it? What did he say?
I was in a Ted Nugent. I was a Nugent guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something I'm sure a lot of people have said that.
Yeah, but it lines up, I think, more with politicians than I would expect.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially now.
I mean, Ian McKay is like the most contrarian person. So it also, that's definitely a factor.
Yeah.
How he's just always got something to say under that little tiny beanie of his.
I like him. He's bald. I don't like Fugazi that much, though.
Fugazi. No, I don't like him.
I like that song.
Waiting Room?
Yeah. Anyway.
Listen, you ready? This next one is my favorite by far.
Okay.
Because it raises a lot of questions. And it's short and sweet.
I'm raising Cain around here.
My son has dubbed me the glove. My son has dubbed me the glove. Was it Mitt Romney?
Yeah.
Or was it HR from Bad Brains?
It was probably HR, but I'm going with Mitt Romney because he's the glove. That's funny.
It was Mitt Romney.
It was Mitt?
Yeah. He's the fucking glove. What does that mean?
Mitt.
Oh, I didn't even think of it like that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's too funny.
Okay, two more.
Okay.
Quote, I'm not a natural leader. I'm too intellectual. I'm too abstract. I think too much. Was it Newt Gingrich or Keith Morris?
Keith Morris.
No. That was Newt.
Yeah, all right.
That was Newt, but I heard that in Keith Morris's voice, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I am not a natural leader. I'm too intellectual.
No, actually, yeah, I regret going with Keith. He wouldn't say something like that.
I'm too abstract.
Abstract? No,
I think too much.
Think.
Think.
You gotta draw out the words a little more.
Okay, next one. You ready?
Yeah.
This is the final one. What does it say about our country when people are so desperate for an alternative to our one-party state masquerading as a two-party state that they'll even elect a powerful wrestler governor?
It's Jello Biafra.
A professional wrestler, not powerful. And it was. Yeah, you're right.
It was Jello?
It was Jello.
Really?
Yeah. It was not Norm Coleman who ran against Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah.
It was Jello.
Time for another edition of What Would Jello Do?
Well, you won.
So you're ready to admit it then?
Yeah, no problem. None you ready whatsoever. To admit it? No Say problem it. Whatsoever.
Say it.
I admit it. I'm ready to admit it. I always was ready to admit it.
Say I'm not a poser.
I'm not a poser.
I'm not.
Me. I am not, though. Me. But neither am I.
But say it.
But neither am me, though.
Because I won.
You won. You're not a poser.
Fucking right. That's all I wanted to do. That's all I was asking for.
Okay.
Just want you to hold up your end of the bargain. The deal.
But you said you don't like Fugazi. Does that not make you a poser?
No. I didn't say I don't like Fugazi. I said I mostly don't like Fugazi.
I don't like Fugazi, and I am a poser.
I like Embrace, which makes me more punk.
Wow.
Yeah, Embrace is good. It was a band before Fugazi, after Minor Threat, and before Egg Hunt.
Egg Hunt?
Egg Hunt.
It's under his little beanie, the egg.
Yeah.
That's where he keeps it. That's why he always has that little beanie, just warming just the top of his head.
Yeah.
Not his ears. It's where he hides the egg.
Right. Egg Hunt.
Egg Hunt.
Check it out.
Egg Hunt.
Before the evens.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So once every like 100 episodes or so, because we've done this twice, I think, before, but it's been a long time since we've done it. We go back through our old episodes of this program and try to see if we can even remember what the fuck we were talking about when we titled it.
This is all the things we said?
That's what it was called. Yeah. All the things we said. All the things we said. Running through my head. Running through my head. All the things we said. All the things we said. All the things we said. Running through my head. Running through my head. All the things we said. This is not my butt.
Yeah. Pinky came up with a segment.
Yeah. Except, oh, wait. Was it? No, he was taking quotes of what we said.
Yeah. He suggested the segment.
Right. Yeah. What I'm doing is just looking at the titles of the episodes.
Oh, okay.
And seeing if we know what the fuck we were talking about when we came up with that shit.
Okay.
Because I noticed that every time, like, I'll scroll through shit, and I'm like, what the hell is that? What does that mean? And I know that there's a reason for all of them, so.
Yeah.
But now that fucking Spotify or whatever transcribes everything,
yeah,
we could go back and do it easier that way, find some quotes and figure out what the fuck we was talking about at the time.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the old episodes in a long time. Yeah, every now and again, I put one on. But...
Me neither. So,
Wow.
What?
Pessy.
Diet Pessy.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. I remember what I was doing.
105 milligrams sodium.
No soda?
No soda.
No soda.
You swish it around your mouth, you taste a whole lot of sodium.
Sodom. Okay, so I'm going to... Oh, real quick interjection here. Truck day.
Truck day.
There was a truck parked across the street from me earlier today. It was white.
Yeah.
And it had a license plate on it that said H-N-T-B-U-K. Hunt butt.
Hunt
butt.
What do you like to do?
Hunt butt. Or is it just a demand? Like, hey, you. Whoever's behind me in traffic.
Nope.
Go hunt buck right now.
Nope.
No.
It's a passion.
It's a lifestyle.
What do you do? I hunt buck.
I hunt buck. I chew. What a weird thing. Hunting.
I suck on some skull, and then I hunt bugs.
Me and the boys go up into the fucking wilderness.
Till the cow's home.
And we eat beans out of can, and we hunt butt.
Yeah. I made a chili last week that was real good, but good Lord, I don't want to have beans for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Fart?
Loud ones. Funny ones.
Yeah.
Really funny ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh my God. Did a number on my Gutty Works.
So we're going through here. We've got...
Worse than the time I got food poisoning from Saigon, Tokyo 2 weeks ago.
Saigon, Tokyo?
Saigon, Tokyo.
Yeah.
I love that place usually.
Me too.
Chicken fried rice, and I got fucking food poisoning. Must have bad chicken. Must have been bad chickens.
Must have been bad chicken.
I forgive them. I still give them 5 stars on Google. I don't give a fuck.
We got egg type beet. Yeah, well, they didn't know. They didn't do it on purpose. We got the Meg. Wet sicko in a pit of gout. The title.
Wet sicko. That was a
oh yes
song it, transcription.
It was in a song. Yeah. What about bucket full of beaks? It had something to do with you how you wanted to blow up seagulls and keep a bucket full of their beaks.
Really?
Yeah, like, not that you really wanted
to. No, I know, but yeah, I was probably talking about that. Feeding them Alka-Seltzers.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They blow
popping
up.
Popping them.
Yeah.
And keeping their beaks in a...
You sure it wasn't the KFC bucket thing, that there's a beak in my chicken?
What? I've never heard that.
What?
What? No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday's beef.
Yesterday's beef. I don't know. Maybe I've said something stuff like that before, like they smelled like yesterday's beef or something like that. But I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, it had something to do with it was the episode we talked about the roast beefs from Boston.
Oh, okay.
Beantown.
I got a beef the other day. I went to Haps.
Was it a triple beef?
No, it was a three way.
That's oh. Is that different?
It's a super beef.
That's a whole lot of mama.
A whole lot of mama. Was it Big Mama?
I don't think so, because I think it was I think it was a cowboy voice.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of mama.
But it was about a big woman.
It was about mama, yeah. And I think she might have passed away.
Was it like Gilbert Grape?
I don't think so.
That's a whole lot of mama.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't recall. But yeah, I remember saying it.
Yeah.
Because you did one of those laughs you do, you know? You know what I'm talking about? You know the one.
The loud one?
The big one.
The big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Julia Stiles was not in the mask.
That's just a fact. That was the title of an episode?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like a full episode?
Yeah. Julia Stiles was not in the mask.
No, she was in... Save the Last Dance.
Yeah, I know.
Not The Mask.
Different movie.
Right.
To Suck a Thug.
Got no idea.
That's
got
to be from a pervert proverb or something. Action Bronson eats that meatball. I love that one. That was about the whole moral quandary behind making a meatball out of an unearthed woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
They wanted to make him into a meatball.
Yeah.
And we pitched a show.
Yeah.
Action Bronson eats that meatball.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because didn't he have a cooking show or something like that?
Yeah, was that like Fuck That's Good or something?
Something like shit, that, yeah.
Fuck That's Delicious or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
With Action Bronson.
Yeah.
Action Bronson eats that meatball. I just love, like, I've just pictured, the picture I get of the meatball is... It's fascinating.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah.
It's big. But he's going to eat it.
Yeah. The whole damn thing.
What about Yacht Monolith?
Yeah, I got nothing there.
Me neither.
That's an old one.
Gideon Yago, the cum shot king of Amsterdam? No idea.
I do remember that episode.
I remember Gideon Yago.
Yeah, we kept doing that. Yeah. I don't remember the cum shot part, but...
This one's got ropes, it says. The cum shot king of Amsterdam. What the fuck?
Gideon Yago. Gideon Yago.
Soaked in milk and victorious?
Maybe a pervert proverb.
Oh, it's gotta be. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was a Making a Muscle Boy. But who knows what. It was somebody's milk. Yeah. So, or somebody, cattleman or something. I don't know.
Zach Kraner will fucking know.
Brother Luke's penis root. That's, of course, about Luke.
Yeah, Luke Wilson. Luke's penis root.
My brother Luke's penis root?
He's got the most wonderful.
The most exquisite penis root.
Just root.
Such a nice root.
All the girls, they say, Luke, you got such a nice root. Wow. What a nice root you got.
The Grotus tapes?
Huh?
The Grotus tapes.
Nothing.
Grotus.
I got nothing.
I think it's from Agroff the Chain. We might have heard the word Grotus in there. let's see. Mummified slug nest? No, I couldn't even begin.
No.
Dripping wet freakery on the river of load.
Dripping wet freakery on the river of load. I have no idea.
Me either. I don't know.
Maybe a song. Rob Zombie? Probably not.
Oh, I think it was a hostery. I think that came from a hostery.
Okay.
Remixing the chicken dance? That could be anything. Honk Yonder speaks snake. Honk Yonder is a character from Hawk Tucson and the Age of the Robot Soldiers. Duh. Yeah. Got Oregano Omega Cheese Ball Man, of course.
Yeah, that was Rob Zombie. That was a good one. We got to do another Rob Zombie soon.
Yep. Living now in a meatball van.
We should do the thing that we did the last time, though, where we both transcribe it and then we decide.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Duffily.
Duffily.
Duffily. The room of the toilet. Travis Pop is a thief and a scumbag.
That was a Craigslist.
Yeah, that was a misconnection.
Yeah.
Montana Silversmith's Big Danzig Belt Buckle.
What was the first name?
Montana Silversmith's Big Danzig Belt Buckle.
Nah, nothing.
Love, Butt, and Gunfire. The Ancestral Rudder.
No, I don't know.
Riding Pit with B-Wart. Bring Me the Lingam of Julio Gomez. The Longest Testes in the Westies. And of course, Cuthbertson, Wrangle Them Boys.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's a good episode.
Yeah. Crumhorn Ass Job.
Is it like Foghorn Leghorn?
I guess so. We looked at OnlyFans category tags.
Yeah.
Douchey Scrump.
Douchey Scrump?
Douchey Scrump. Hub Nut and the Electric Big Rig. Papa Rope. Amazon for Wizards.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. Paul Thomas Cruiser. PT Cruiser.
Oh.
So anyway, that's good enough. I think the Maserati of Susan's. I think we're good on that. Motor Wayne and the Mystery of Spit Crick. Big Honking Pig.
Motor Wayne?
Motor Wayne, yeah.
I like Motor Wayne. That's a good band name.
Yeah, Motor Wayne.
Motor Wayne. It's my Bob Seger cover band, Motor Wayne.
Yeah.
On a long and lonesome highway. He's the Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golly. Any update on the Rakia situation?
No, I didn't message him.
But you figured out who it was?
No.
Oh.
I can do it now.
Just curious. You know. Where's my fucking money? Where's my fucking t-shirt? Nobody's going to take me for a ride.
I'll message him. He said he hasn't been on PlayStation in a month, but...
Hello, this is Jim Bass, coming to you from my house here. Hope Builders Outreach, and also here at the Field of Dreams Training Center. We're going to go to Beef Bone Mania for you again. For all of you out here on TikTok, so get behind me here. We're going to do a 107-pound plus beef bone lift with this Wahpoo blow-off valve here from the oil field.
Yeah.
For God's glory and all for Jesus. So here we go.
Yes, sir.
We're going to do the right hand first. See what we can do with it here.
Well, beef bone man.
Get behind me and help me here.
for God's glory.
Yeah. I get it to balance right. There we go. Let's hold it for a while, see how long we can hold it.
Sweet swat. Swat, sweet. Right, he's holding it. He's holding that beef thing.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That was his arm crumbling.
Swa-swee. So, you want to get to the AI zone a little bit?
Yeah.
You want to come up with some songs? Write some songs?
Yeah, some lyrics.
Yeah. So, I've been obsessed with this website, Suno.ai, that uses a bunch of different AI algorithms and shit to make a song simply from a description that you give or lyrics and a genre that you type in. And it uses AI to make it into an actual listenable song clip. And it's fucking fun. So let's get in it a little bit.
Suno.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of song do we want to make today?
Well, I want to make a Bob Seger song.
Okay, what genre? It doesn't react to real people, individuals.
Classic rock.
Okay.
My motorcycle son.
I ain't the only one.
Yeah. Band of One on the Run.
Doing all that you can.
Drinking whiskey, driving quick. Or shooting whiskey, driving
quick.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mouth full of sweet skull dip.
Put the hammer down and give her a rip.
Yeah. Big old truck.
Tokyo Drift.
big
old truck. Oh, wait. Big old truck. Big packed lip.
We already did. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Big old truck, big packed lip. Or thick packed lip.
Yeah.
Thick pack. Hey, mister, I got a thick pack. I got a thick pack.
It's a line from Against the Wind, but we're gonna change it.
Okay.
Moving 8 miles a minute for centuries now.
For centuries now?
For centuries now. Breaking rules. Yeah, just breaking rules.
Repeats.
Breaking rules.
Highway into my heart.
Yeah. Vroom, vroom.
Into my soul.
Choo, choo.
Choo, choo. Choo, choo.
That's a Bob Seger song if I've ever heard one.
It's perfect. So I think, yeah, we shouldn't go any longer than that. Usually there's a point where it gets cut off.
Should we be more specific with what kind of, like, classic rock? Or do you think that'll be fine?
Let's see what genre Wikipedia calls Bob Seger. Roots rock on Wikipedia calls him roots rock.
Okay. Why don't you do
Heartland rock. That sounds right.
Yeah, Heartland rock song.
Heartland rock.
Yeah.
What's this song called? My Motorcycle Son? It's a pretty good name.
Sure.
Okay.
Here we go.
My motorcycle son, I ain't the only one. Band of One on the Run, doing all that you can. Shooting whiskey, driving quick, mouth full of sweet skull dip. Put the hammer down and give her a rip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big old truck. Yeah.
Choo choo.
That was really good.
Oh man, that's fucking awesome.
Motorcycle son, I ain't the only one. Been the one on the run, do it all that you come. Shooting whiskey, driving quick, mouth full of sweet skull dip. Put the hammer down and give her a rip. Big old truck, flip that loop, moving 8 miles a minute. Centuries now. Breaking rules. Breaking rules.
Right. Yep.
That was all right. First one was better.
Okay, what's next?
Rap metal.
Oh yeah,
write a Kid Rock song.
Oh fuck yeah.
Or okay. Rap metal slash new metal.
Yeah. It's gotta start with yeah.
Yeah. 45 cleats. Hand on beeper. booty shorts.
Booty shorts, flip flops. underneath the Florida sun.
Sure. Jet skis ripping. 40 pack of Newports. Cocaine pizza.
big four wheeler.
Sure.
Dick riding the Pope.
Sure.
Because you got to be offensive. And people hate that. Dick riding the Pope.
Barracuda for dinner.
Barracuda for dinner. Thick ass fish.
Thick ass fish. Thick. Even thicker shitter.
Thicker. I don't know if it'll like that. We might have to get.
S-H-I-D-D.
It's weird because there was that one time in it.
Do S-H-I-D, yeah.
But it might know that. But it said fuck for me once. It's weird. It's I don't know. All right, one more verse. I got unclean friends.
And a... and a big old wife.
Find me on the ball field.
Yeah. Something about the dugout. 40s in the dugout or something. Drinking 40s in the dugout.
It's got to rhyme with field, right?
No, it doesn't have to rhyme with anything.
That's true.
Shield.
40s for my meal.
Mm.
Yabba dabba doo. Doozy. Yabba dabba doozy.
Doozy.
Okay.
This is going to be good.
Well, looks like it's accepting the foul language.
Yeah, last one was not. It wasn't as Bob Seger as I would have liked it. But
yeah, I wish you could just type in a person's name.
Yeah, it'd be ideal.
But copyright.
But mister. Hey, mister.
Hey, mister, what about my copyright? It's the song is called Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, 45 cleats. Hand on beeper, booty shorts, flip flops underneath the Florida sun. Jet skis ripping, 40 pack of Newports, cocaine pizza, big four wheeler, dick riding a boat, barracuda for dinner, thick ass fish, even thicker shitter. I got unclean friends and a big old wife. Find me on the ball field, 40s for my meal. Yabba dabba doozy.
Oh yeah, okay. That's what I was looking for. another fake one. Yeah.
He's just a motocross in your face.
Here it comes. I think.
That's my new favorite Trapped Under Ice song.
Yeah, I was gonna say it sounded like shitty bro hardcore.
Oh, I'm not saying I like Trapped Under Ice.
Oh, I don't.
Wow.
But that's what it sounded like for sure. Do we want to do new lyrics?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a new, let's start from scratch again. What genre should we do? I mean, trap is always good, but we could mix it up.
The fucking the Delta Blues song we did the last time was that's the best one we've done, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to do Delta Blues. Oh, I'm blue as they get. Double D, double die. I think you should do Dabu.
Dabu D. Daba for the second one? Or both Dabus?
Dabu. Bluer than a blues clue.
Let's keep it. We got it. I want to keep this one rhyming.
It does rhyme. Bluer than a blue clue. I think bluer than a blues clue. No, bluer than a blue clue, yeah.
Something rhymes with get, net, wet, haka loogie and spet.
Yeah. I think you should do haka.
Hello. Haka loogie and spet.
Yeah. I think and rather than
and spet.
It's spet. Yabba dabba dooby doo. Bluer than a blue clue.
Bluer than a blue clue.
Yeah.
I made me a...
dinner.
I made me a dinner. It was better than you.
There was meatballs.
There was meatballs and stew.
A feast for two.
A greasy feast for two.
Yeah. But my baby turned blue.
Just like the man group. So I made me a soup. So I cooked me a soup. That's more blue than clue. That's bluer than blue.
Oh my God.
Beep, beep, toot, toot. Beep, beep, toot, toot.
Sure.
Okay. Let's run it.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
I don't want to go too far because then it gets confused. We could do a couple more, though, I think. Panties off on the prairie dog.
Yeah. Oh, panties. Huh? I think you said pennies.
Panties off to a prairie dog.
Yeah.
Raging spicy like a...
like a thick fog. Like a Kirk fog.
Kirk fog?
Yeah, from Legends of the Hidden Temple. Oh, wait. No. How about old Mac? So then my Kirk Frog.
To my Kirk Frog. To the Kirk. Raging spicy with. Dirt Frog. What was the name?
Yeah. Kirk Frog.
Raging spicy with that Kirk Frog.
Yeah.
Dugada Langi.
Waduga.
Waduga.
Pongy.
Pongy.
Dupa-loop.
Dupa-loop. Dupa-loop. Scoop. Dupa-loop. Scoop.
Pop. I think the sounds at the end are always the funniest. It's okay. Like a nice little, you know,
outro. It really makes you think.
It does.
So
truly exquisite.
Exquisite bliss.
There it is. Oh, I'm as blue as they get.
Oh. Okay, here we go.
Oh, I'm blue as they get. Naboody dabba die, hackaloogie and spit. Yabba dabba doobie doo bluer than a blue clue.
It's acapella?
I it was better than you. That was meatballs and stew. A greasy feast for two. But my baby turned blue just like the man group. So I cooked
list?
Me a soup, beep, beep, doop, doop. And he's off to a prairie dog. Raging spicy with that Kirk fog. Doogadalongi, wadoogabongi. Doopaloopa scoop, hi, yay, 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 pop.
Scoop? What's the scoop?
Hey, mister, what's the scoop?
Holy shit.
I love that there's no music.
That was perfect.
It was like slam poetry.
Yee-haw, I'm blue as they get. Da booty dabba die, hocka loogie and spet. Yabba dabba dooby doo, bluer than a blue clue. I made me a dinner, it was better than you. This was meatballs and stew, a greasy feast for two. But my baby turned blue, just like the man group. So I cooked me a soup, beep beep, toot toot. And he's off to a prairie dog, raging spicy yes. With that Kirk fall. Doogadalongi, wadoogapongi.
That was just blues. That wasn't Delta blues. But let's add a crackly.
Like 1930s blues or something. I was satisfied with both of those.
Oh, me too, but wasn't what I was expecting. So I figured it was. Well,
did you pay for this shit?
Uh-huh.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they charge?
Well, you can do 5 free ones a day or something like that, but I got 2,500 credits, I think, for $10.
Oh, wow. That's worth it.
But I don't know if they expire at the end of the month or what. I'm not sure. We'll find out, but it was totally worth it either way.
When you pay for them, you should be able to keep them. That's what I always say. You pay good money for them. Good hard-earned money.
That's true. I sold me a lot of cattle for those credits.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm blue as they get.
What?
Dabba-dee-dabba-da.
Scary.
And spread. Dabba dabba dooby doo, bluer than a blue clue. I made me a dinner. It was better than you. Theirs was meatballs and stew. A greasy feast for two, but my baby turned blue. Just like the man group, so I cooked me a soup. Beep, beep, toot, toot, Fanny's off to prairie dog. Raging spicy with that Kirk fog. Doogadalongi. Wadoogapongi. Doopaloopa scoop. Hi, yeah. Pop,
pop. Nice. That was all right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh.
I'm blue as it gets.
Yes.
Booty da ba da, Calogian spit.
Yep.
But da ba doo be doo, bluer than a blue blue. I make me a dinner, it was better than you. Theirs was meatballs and stew, my greasy piece for two. But my baby turned blue, just like the mangrove. So I cook me a soup, beep beep toot toot. And he's off to a prairie dog, raging spicy with a curt fog. Do got a long do I do got bongy do for loop a scoop. Hi, yeah, 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 papa got the bill of the game. Go back, but this you want the more they got it possibly on me.
What? Yeah, that's the best one.
Wow.
That's an all-timer right there.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
You want to do another one? We got to do a trap.
Yeah, we'll do one more. Hungry for goons.
Crab Rangoons.
Crabs.
hungry for goons. Crab Rangoons.
Yeah. I was going to say crabs are buffoons. I'll eat them both.
Crab Rangoon. Crabby buffoon.
Buffoon's a good one.
Bubba Buffoon.
Sure. Catmandoon.
Catmandoon. here coming the
moon.
The bug. We're changing it up. Here coming the bug.
Mean mug.
Mean
old mug.
Mean old mug. Gotta find the plug.
Gotta find me a plug. I am the plug. Yeah.
Give my buddy a tug. What did you say?
I was doing a 2 Chainz thing where I wanted to use plug twice.
Gotta find me a plug. Gotta tug me a plug. I feel like tug needs to be in there.
Diamonds on my raincoat.
Rash nasty.
Yeah.
Diamond on my rain coat. My
feet splashy.
Feet splashy in the Range Rover. Got you squirting.
On my JanSport.
On my JanSport.
Skirt.
Ham on Swiss.
No more up at bat.
Ham on Swiss.
No more at bat.
No more up at bat. Ham on Swiss, no more up at bat.
Or me a ham on Swiss, because he's married to her.
What?
Or he was. I don't know if he still is.
Okay.
Me a ham on Swiss, no more up at bat. Two men's
on base. Got my ass out the rut.
Yeah. Out the slump.
The slump?
Yeah. Get my ass out the slump.
Get my ass. Okay. Get my ass out the slump.
Rub, tug, tub.
Rug, rub.
Rug, rub.
Rug, rub.
Tum, tum.
Tum. Tubba. Bunna. Summer. Wiggy.
Tuba.
Tama. Swim.
Bobby Wombo.
Swim Bobby. Wombo. Molly Tolly Tomo. Tumbo.
Jumbo. Gumbo. Or Grumbo, yeah.
Grumbo. Molly Tolly Grumbo. Heek. Tong. Muggus.
Peepy Pappy.
Peepy Pappy.
Prong.
Womack. Womack.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Hungry for goons.
Hungry for goons. Crab Rangoon. Bubba Buffoon. Catman Goon.
Yeah.
Here coming a bug. Mean old mug. Gotta find me a plug. Gotta tug me a plug. Rash nasty diamond on my raincoat. Feet splashy in the Range Rover. Got you squirting on my JanSport. Skirt. Me a ham on Swiss.
No more up at bat, two men's on base. Get my ass out the slump. Rug, rug, tum, tum. Tubba bunna summer. Wiggy tuba tumma. Swim Bobby Wumbo. Molly Tolly Grumbo. Heat down muggers. Pee pee pappy warm map.
Old rap rangoon, bubble buffoon, Kathmandu, yeah, come and bug me, old mug. Gotta find me up, plug, gotta tuck me up, plug. Rash nasty, diamond on my raincoat, feet splashy. In the Range Rover, got you squirting on my JanSport, skirt, skirt. Me a ham on switch, no more up and back. Two men's on base, get my ass up, slump, rug, rug, tongue, tongue, tum up on the summer. Wiggy tuba tuma, swim Bobby Wumbo, Molly Tolly Grumbo, he thumb muggers, people be pappy woman.
Pepe Womack.
Oh, I love that.
Good stuff.
That sounded hard.
That was. We're done.
Yeah, that was good.
Love that. Never gets old. Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. And if you like it, and even if you don't like it, leave us a positive review.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening, rating and whatnot. Appreciate you. Big help. And if you want to get on our Patreon, it's patreon.com/coolparents, and you'll get all kinds of bonus shit.
Yeah,
I think we should do another Red Dead soon. I want to do some horse stunts.
All right.
So
I got some more good spots too. I've been exploring.
Okay.
I found a nice. In the
meantime, I'll open up the whole map.
Yeah. 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 Please
find that out.
I got a nice bridge for us to leap off of.
Yeah.
Yep.
So thanks for listening to our podcast. Where do you get our website at?
TomTupa.com.
TomTupa.com.
Yep.
CoolParents.co.
Yep.
What's our Instagram?
Yep.
Instagram.com.
Yep.
CoolParents.co.
Cool Parents Worldwide.
That's our Instagram. Yep. TikTok is...
Cool_parents.
Yeah, so get up off of that dick. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. We'll see you next time on the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
Fuck the world.
Bust a nut. Let's just do a regular this time. Just do a regular this time.
I'm for it.